Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. Have you guys realized how much real estate is going up for sale? Have you realized that your property has gone up in value, but you can't afford to move? It's almost like an oxymoron. Well, I'm doing a couple of segments with folks who can tell us about the Charlotte real estate market. Shauna Neely, our realtor broker, is joining us this morning. You can find her at findcharlotteproperty.com. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning, Francine. How are you?
I'm good. Are realtors kind of going, wow, business is different since COVID? What are y'all saying to yourselves at the water cooler when you are going in the office?
We are saying, oh my goodness, thank you, God. Things are really busy and we love it.
So it is a what they call a seller's market right now.
Absolutely. This is one of the truer seller's markets we've had in a long time. This has been going on for like the last 11 years. So it's amazing.
So is it Charlotte, North Carolina in particular, or are there other cities feeling the buzz of excitement to sell and buy right now?
No, cities throughout the country are feeling the buzz right now. So most of the cities are in the Northwest, but like our area, consistent factors are popularity, easy access to downtown amenities, outdoor space, affordability, and the strong local economy. So it's amazing.
We've always been talking about it since last election. We need affordable housing. Are you seeing any affordable housing out there?
And it's funny that you mentioned affordable housing because that's a tricky one. So demand is up for everyone, and the mechanics for what is necessary to get affordable housing are going up in price. So land is appreciating, materials appreciating, labor is appreciating, but the Mecklenburg County area always had the plan, for creating affordable pricing and making sure that timing is just right. Buyers being ready, more people having savings, also interest rates. The federal government has kept interest rates pretty low, so it's making buyers, have a lot more money power. And then, because the inventory is kind of short, then it's making sellers, get maximum dollar. So it's just a perfect storm across the nation.
Okay. And speaking of storms, I'm seeing a lot of signs. I'm seeing a lot of real estate signs out there as if, wow, you guys are having open houses too?
Yes. Just to say it, orders have changed a bit. I know right now at this very time, we are progressing to stage 3. But yeah, we're doing open houses with the COVID orders in place. So not a lot of touching, not a lot of people in homes, but the ability to go by and see a home is still there.
Because sometimes they have crappy pictures, Shauna. Why do they put crappy pictures up?
That's not me. But we work on it as real estate agents, trying to get better pictures out there for our viewers, because pictures kind of sell the home now.
They really do, right? You're just not tuning in. We're talking about the real estate in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you got some money, buy some. If you need some land in your family to pass down as a legacy, do it. Because we keep saying, we're going to do that next year. We're going to do that in 2 years. That's our 5-year goal. We keep saying we're going to do it. And 20 years will pass by and we have not bought any kind of land or property.
Absolutely, Francine. And you bring up a good point. One of the things that people have been missing out on is the opportunity to build a legacy for your family. Real estate is one of the things, God's not making more of it. So the property is probably going to continue to rise. So this is an opportunity to get in while these prices are where they are so that you can capitalize on that long-term investment and get that equity for yourself and your family.
Got it. So let me play devil's advocate. Let me give you an example. So if your house was, let's just say, $167,000 before COVID, right? Just say January.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's $197,000. It's appraised at $197,000 almost. That's not unrealistic.
Yeah, that's not unrealistic, depending on what kind of upgrades and things you did to it. Not at all. Generally, houses under $250,000 are going within days. So, yeah, that's not hard.
So for someone now who's paying, I hate to say the four-letter word, rent. Wow, rent is no joke.
Yeah, and that's important, too. That factors into this equation because generally, you can rent a 900-square-foot apartment for about $1,000 to $1,200, but you can own maybe a 2,000-square-foot home with a yard, you know, for the same amount. So it depends on your personal, you know, what you like, where you want to be, but that is not unlikely.
That's why we rent, right? We don't think home buying is in our reach. It's not for us. It's for the neighbor. It's the person who makes more money. That's not necessarily true. So talk people into, you do have the power.
Right. That is absolutely 100% not true. We are, the part of the American dream is ownership. You know, everybody has the opportunity in this country to own something, a part of that dream. So definitely talk to a real estate agent, talk to your local lending professional, you know, that can help you get to the point where you can have money to buy a property for yourself.
What's the age to buy a home? Do you have to be 21? Can you be 18?
Yes, you can be 18. As long as you're an adult, you can sign a contract for yourself. Yes, ma'am.
See,
you can probably be younger, just depending on a few other things, but yeah.
Right, especially if you're a trust fund baby. You buy that property, trust fund baby, you.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. That's an opportunity as well. Yeah.
Because some folk who really plan, they put property in the name of their kids just in case something happens to them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, leaving that legacy.
All right, Shauna Neely is our realtor broker with FindCharlotteProperty.com. Explain to us, we know what a realtor is, but what is a realtor slash broker? They own the facility?
Not always. So in North Carolina, brokers have more responsibility. So a realtor is our professional standards, you know, that we go by, moral conduct, you know, making sure that we're loyal, open and honest to the people that we work with. A broker is a designation from the state of North Carolina saying we are more responsible for the transactions that we can help both sides for people.
Those signs, you're going to be our new best friend. Okay. Those signs that we see out on the corners, wherever we're going to the Harris Teeter, Food Line, whatever it is. And we see these signs. Mm-hmm. We buy homes. Can you trust everybody who puts a sign out?
No, just don't trust everybody, period. Number one, it's important to just know the people that you work with. So some people that just put out signs that say, we buy houses or we sell houses, you know, they may and or may not be a realtor. So you're looking for someone that can advertise with that realtor circle R, that trademark that says that we're at another level of professional conduct. We buy houses may not be realtors.
Just a company. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or somebody who just wants you to sign some contracts. And if you don't know what you're signing.
Exactly. Exactly. If you don't know what you sign, and it could be to your disadvantage. More than likely, it is to your disadvantage if you don't know. So that's why you want to work with a realtor, you know, that with the word realtor and that circle R after their name, and a reputable company as well.
Okay, got it. Oh, can you tell us one of the horror stories that has happened? I know there's horror stories out there, you know, like young couples, they go out, they look at property, they have no clue what they're looking for. And when they move in, right, the foundation has shifted and the house is tilting.
Oh my gosh, you are so right. But that's another reason why you want that realtor circle R on your side. You want someone that's going to tell you about the pitfalls, tell you the possibility of the decisions that you're about to make. Because you're right. A lot of people are going into properties or going into homes and saying, okay, I'll buy it sight unseen. You know, especially with the shortage in inventory. Whereas when you work with a realtor, you're working with someone that's going to up their professional standards. They're going to tell you about the disadvantages, the advantages of the decisions that you're making. So someone to be on your side and be your advocate.
Got it. Because the realtor is on your side, not the mortgage side, right? Or
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. The realtor works for the buyer and or seller client.
Now, okay, let's get a little complicated situation going on. Can you have two realtors?
So here in North and South Carolina, the seller generally pays the fees for both real estate agents. So usually that will involve a realtor that's working for the seller, which is the seller's agent, and a realtor that's working for the buyer, who is the buyer agent. And because the seller does that, it helps make sure the buyer is fairly represented. So if there aren't two real estate agents in a transaction, you really want to make sure that your interests are objectively, you know, being assessed and that you as an individual are getting what you need.
Oh, that's interesting, because it could be our uncle or aunt saying, oh, trust me, girl, we can do this.
Yeah, you might want to just ask a few questions for yourself. Okay. Most real estate agents will answer any questions for you. Just reach out.
All right. Shauna Neely, our realtor broker, is joining us this morning. You can find her at findcharlotteproperty.com. Anything else that you can share with us today? I know if we're having an open house and we're still living in the house, I feel sorry for those folks because they're going to have so many people running through there.
Well, we're taking all of the CDC requirements, you know, very, very seriously in our market. Masks, face covers, hand sanitizers, feet coverings, you know, no crowded houses. There's also a limit on the number of people that can be in a house at one time.
Oh.
So, yeah, we are taking these things strictly, very seriously for all of the people involved.
And is there one-stop shop? I know we can go to your website. Is there one-stop shop like the North Carolina Real Estate Commission? Is there such a thing?
Yes, there is. There's a North Carolina Real Estate Commission who are advocates for buyers and sellers out in the industry. You know, you're more than welcome to go to our website, www.findcharlotteproperty.com. Also, I'm affiliated with Keller Williams Real Estate Firm. So, yes, we're out there. Come look for us and find us.
It's like a relationship, is it not? Yes.
It is very much like a marriage during the buying and selling process.
Because it's, what, 60, 90 days? I guess some people can close in 30 days, I guess.
Yeah, but up to that long. We try to be best friends and marriage buddies for at least sometimes 60, sometimes 90, sometimes longer.
Okay. And then we're going to kick each other to the curb. Do you ever keep up with your folks that you sold a house to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have lunches. Well, pre-COVID, we were doing a lot more outdoor activity. You know, that will change a bit, but we're definitely always staying in contact with the people we work with.
All right. I want to thank our realtor broker this morning, and Sheila Neely. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Francine.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.